Chapter 11. The Attack. An hour later, we heard the first gunshots from the north side of the stockade. Seven mutineers ran from the trees towards the stockade. The squire and Grey fired again and again. Two men fell outside the fence around the stockade, and one man fell inside it. Four men were fighting us. One of the mutineers shot Hunter in the chest. He fell, and I pulled him into the house. It was full of smoke. At that moment, a mutineer attacked me with a knife, but the captain, who was next to me, shot him. I saw Joyce on the ground. He was dead. Finally, the mutineers saw that they were losing the fight. They ran away into the trees. The attack was over. "The captain is hurt," said the doctor. "They shot him in the leg. Jim, help me to carry him to the bed." The doctor went to Hunter. Hunter's eyes were open, but he couldn't speak. A few moments later, Hunter closed his eyes. He didn't open them again. He was dead. The squire was terribly upset. "I'm sorry," Dr. Livesey said. "I couldn't help him."
"My two good servants," the squire said. "Joyce and Hunter. They were loyal men to the end."
"Jim, bring some hot water," the doctor said. He was with the captain again.
"You've lost a lot of blood," said the doctor. "You'll be all right, but you mustn't move."
"Thank you, doctor," the captain said. "I'm sure tonight we'll be quiet. Will you and the squire bury our men?"
"Of course, captain. Don't worry. Now drink this. It will help you to sleep."
Turning to me, the doctor said,
"Jim, come and sit with the captain. The squire and I have got work to do outside."
The captain was soon asleep. I felt sad because of the two men who were dead. I thought of their families in England. England seemed very far away. I thought about my mother, and I said quietly, "Will I see her again one day?"